It's time for a story told on KMUN. Your host, Michael McCusker, has been a regular voice on KMUN's airwaves since the 1980s. Each week, he shares commentary and writings about the current state of just about everything. In this week's show, Michael commemorates the nation's upcoming birthday with a look at the recent Supreme Court decision this week on birthright citizenship.
Good morning. My name is Michael McCusker. Donald Trump must be impeached, found guilty, and thrown in prison for his own blatantly gross treachery against democracy and most basic rights of free American citizens of every color, creed, and birth. What you ask is his most heinous crime of betraying America, USA, his virtual demand that birthright citizenship for every born American be abolished is not only unconstitutional, it is disgusting. And every disgusted citizen must certainly ask, who in hell made this pompous, spoiled brat, cowardly wartime defector, and biblical tyrant of biblical yore? Who the hell does he think he is? The evil Herod of old-time Bible yore? A modern-day Nero? Or for that matter, any of the Caesars? And that the USA is old Rome, in which dissenters and vigorous nonconformists were made public spectacles as lion food? Impeach him now. Throw him into the garbage from which he emerged. Donald Trump has blatantly announced his plans for his continued presidency of the United States. He will, from the start, dismantle and totally abolish democracy in America. He actually announced his intentions when he was president the first time, but fortunately had little opportunity to set his despotic plans into action. But he now is telling us in no uncertain terms that he intends to be America's dictator as a demand, not as an aspiration. He warned us the first time when he was president. He is as blatant as though he thinks nobody can stop him, which most likely means he will attempt once again to rig the upcoming election, which he was unable to successfully do 4 years ago. He is arbitrarily seizing power at this very moment, demanding he be recognized as America's der Führer, as was Adolf Hitler, 6 months away from the 2024 election. And now, an article, the U.S. Supreme Court upholds birthright citizenship in blow to Trump agenda. The court rules against Trump administration on policy that people in the United States are citizens. And it's by Rachel Liangang. The U.S. Supreme Court has upheld birthright citizenship, which provides nearly all people born in this country with citizenship, ruling against a central piece of Donald Trump's anti-immigrant agenda. Quote, children born in the United States to parents unlawfully or temporarily present are subject to the jurisdiction of the United States and are citizens at birth under the 14th Amendment's Citizenship Clause, the ruling says. Chief Justice John Roberts delivered the opinion. He was joined by liberal justices Sonia Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, and Ketanji Brown Jackson, and the conservative Justice Amy Coney Barrett. Conservative Justice Brett Kavanaugh concurred with the judgment, but dissented in part. The conservative justices, Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, and Neil Gorsuch, all males you might notice, filed dissenting opinions. The court's writing in the ruling spanned 194 pages, nearly 90 of which were written by Thomas in dissent, his longest in his tenure on the court. The president had issued an executive order on the first day of his second term that sought to undo birthright citizenship. The order would override the U.S. Constitution, which it cannot do, though his administration has argued the order instead interprets the Constitution correctly. Trump's order immediately drew lawsuits, including from the Democratic State Attorneys General and the American Civil Liberties Union. The ACLU argued in front of the U.S. Supreme Court on the case during oral arguments in April for Trump versus Barbara, a class action challenge to the order brought by parents of children who would be affected by the change. Cecilia Wang, arguing before the court for the ACLU, told the justices that Americans' understanding of the country's citizenship rule is that everyone born here is a United States citizen. The 14th Amendment's fixed bright line rule has contributed to the growth and thriving of our nation, Wang said. It comes from text and history. It is workable, and it prevents manipulation, quote, unquote. The Supreme Court's Dred Scott decision in 1857 had ruled black people were not U.S. citizens, but, quote, a separate class of persons, unquote. But the 14th Amendment, which reversed the Dred Scott decision, was adopted in 1868 during the Reconstruction era after the U.S. Civil War to codify the rights of black Americans and confer citizenship to, quote, all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof, unquote. Trump shared an article on Truth Social alluding to a statutory process to upend birthright citizenship. Alito, in his dissent, called the decision, quote, one of the most important, unquote, in the court's history, but in his estimation, quote, the court has made a serious mistake, unquote. Alito mentions the idea of birth tourists, quote unquote, or women who come to the United States solely to give birth to a child in the country and then return home. He believes the 14th Amendment grants citizenship solely to those children who, quote, owe allegiance solely to this country, unquote, and argues that this interpretation of the law would not require uprooting the lives of children born here to parents not in the country legally. He, like Kavanaugh, floats the idea of Congress addressing the issue. Quote, some members of this group have lived here for years, and they have a strong moral claim to be able to remain in the land where they grew up, Alito writes. Congress can and should address their situation. The 14th Amendment dictates who must be a citizen, but it does not address who may be a citizen by act of Congress. And that's Alito. The Trump administration argued the phrase, quote, subject to the jurisdiction thereof, unquote, means babies born in the U.S. to people who are not lawfully present in the country are not citizens. The executive order says this includes when neither of a person's parents were U.S. citizens or lawful permanent residents, or if a parent has legal but temporary status. It sought to apply this meaning starting on 19 February 2025, which would affect hundreds of thousands of babies annually. D. John Sauer, the Solicitor General who argued on behalf of the Trump administration, emphasized the concept of, quote, unquote, domicile, saying those who are here unlawfully or temporarily do not have domicile in the U.S. or allegiance to the country, unlike the formerly enslaved people the 14th Amendment's Citizenship Clause applied to. Unrestricted birthright citizenship contradicts the practice of the overwhelming majority of modern nations, Sauer said then. It demeans the priceless and profound gift of American citizenship. And that was Sauer again. Domicile weighed heavily into the Trump administration's claims, though the word is not included in the 14th Amendment. The landmark decision on birthright citizenship, United States versus Wong Kim Ark, said that a child born to parents of Chinese descent who had permanent domicile in the U.S. would be a United States citizen at the time of birth under the 14th Amendment. The Trump administration argued domicile, meaning a permanent residence, is a critical part of the interpretation. The justices were skeptical of the government's claim during oral arguments. John Roberts, the conservative chief justice, at one point referred to part of the government's argument as very quirky, quote unquote. Liberal Justice Elena Kagan said the government was using pretty obscure sources, also a quote, to arrive at part of its case. In the decision, Roberts wrote that, quote, the court exhaustively canvassed the text and history of the Citizenship Clause and at no point identified any evidence that the ratifiers thought themselves to be imposing a domicile limitation, quote, unquote. Roberts repeatedly bats down the idea that domicile was much more expansive an idea and that primary allegiance to the United States was commonly seen as part of that definition. Both arguments the government tried to make in its case. He writes that, quote, there is scant evidence for this dramatically revisionist view, unquote. The quest to overturn birthright citizenship has gained steam among some conservatives in recent years, though most legal scholars still believe the amendment has been interpreted correctly. The administration is relying in part on the legal arguments of a white supremacist from the late 1800s, the Washington Post reported. John Eastman, a lawyer who worked with Trump to try to overturn the 2020 election results, who has since been disbarred in California, is also a key proponent of the effort to overturn birthright citizenship, Politico reported. The court has previously ruled against Trump on his broad emergency tariffs. Trump has repeatedly attacked any courts or judges that side against him. The majority opinion walks through the plain meanings of citizenship from English common law into slavery and then emancipation and then into efforts to undermine citizenship, including the Chinese Exclusion Act. Roberts writes that the odious, quote unquote, decision in Dred Scott denied citizenship to black people, arguing then that it was blood, not soil, that decided citizenship. That was overturned via the 14th Amendment, which the court affirmed recently in upholding birthright citizenship. Citizenship then and now was the right to have rights to freely participate in our political community, the majority opinion says. The framers of the 14th Amendment extended that promise to every free-born person in this land. We keep that promise today. In her concurring opinion, Jackson writes that the 14th Amendment's universalist aims should forever be the death knell for this kind of claim, one that seeks to make bloodline the marker of birthright. The America that was reborn from the rubble of the Civil War simply does not countenance that inequitable result, she wrote. Thankfully, a majority of the court remembered this today and has dutifully preserved the most basic animating principle of our nation's founding, that all human beings are created equal once more. Thomas writes in his sprawling dissent that black people were entitled to citizenship because they were Americans with, quote, no other homeland, unquote, or allegiance to other nations. The same could not be said for the children of foreign temporary visitors, he writes. Foreign temporary visitors were attached to their home country, lacked similar bonds to this country, and would not be called upon in time of war, quote, unquote. Kavanaugh writes in a partial concurrence that he does not believe Trump's executive order violates the 14th Amendment, that it does violate a federal statute. Congress could, he writes, amend the federal statute or create new legislation to establish exceptions to birthright citizenship for children born to parents who do not have permanent legal status in the country. But Congress has not yet done so, he writes. Overturning a constitutional amendment requires a two-thirds majority vote of both chambers of Congress or the legislatures of two-thirds of the states to call for a convention, a much higher bar than passing a new statute. This is Michael McCusker. Joanne Rideout is engineer of this program. Today is July 2nd, the actual day our rebellious American embattled forebears initiated and voted into historical notoriety their rupture of independence from aristocratic rule and pronounced revolutionary liberty, equality, and justice for all. Our much adulated veneration of the 4th of July was public release of that document and their intention to separate, though not overthrow, from royal aristocratic oligarchy. We honor that press release as our formative document of being, which has notably been an attitude toward most press releases. We are, after all, a singularly, quote, starstruck, unquote, populace, 50 of them so far. The rest of the solar system awaits our research and ravage. Tomorrow, the Milky Way. And I remember standing aboard a Pacific Ocean fish boat a few hundred miles offshore in the historical Emancipation Month of July, 1969, listening to a Marine radio live broadcast of American humans first landing on the moon in that summer.
You've been listening to A Story Told on KMUN, featuring Michael McCusker, journalist, activist, former firefighter, and Vietnam veteran. Michael has been sharing essays and poetry on A Story Told since 1987. For 30 years, he published the North Coast Times-Eagle newspaper out of his home in Astoria, Oregon. Michael currently shares his work and the works of other authors from his home on the Central Oregon coast. Join us here next week for A Story Told.